universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. As pastor, I get to speak to a lot of people, and they share a lot of joys, but also hurts, pains, and sorrows. One thing that I find recurring, it's among people who are blind, but I find it also in the sighted world as well, is the issue of power or powerlessness. With that thought in mind, I'd like to share a verse from Luke chapter 22, beginning at verse 63. This was after a long night court case, and they found the person guilty, and it was somewhat of a kangaroo court, and they were holding him now to go to the next thing, and so this person was not only convicted of a crime, was not only, he was held by the officers, and he was being mistreated. Here's what it says. The men who were guarding Jesus began mocking and beating him. They blindfolded him and demanded, "Prophesy, who hit you?" And they said many other insulting things to him. This took place, well, we would call it on Good Friday morning, just before going, I believe, to Pilate, where there'd be another quick process and then led to the cross to be crucified. Jesus was mocked and beaten and jeered at. What's amazing is he didn't say a thing. He didn't do a thing. Now, we know that Jesus was true God. He created the universe, the stars, people. And so for him to take that, and it really wasn't his godliness that took it, but his humanity, because it was his humanness that was being beaten and spit upon and blindfolded. How ironic, by the way, being blindfolded. Prophesy, who hit you? Oh, he knew who hit him. He knew their names, their mothers, their fathers, their children. He knew where they lived. He knew their sins, their misdeeds, and what makes them happy. And yet, Jesus did nothing except for take that, along with all the other mistreatment that people have given throughout the centuries, for he took that all on himself when he went to the cross. But I'm sidetracking a bit. I want to stick with this victim. It's something that we all face, no matter where we are. We like to have some control, some power, at least to know that we're being involved, if not totally on top of everything. And yet so many times we're not. And I really think that's why there's so often in our world both the violence and chaos, because people are hitting out because they feel like they aren't in control, or people are hitting and beating and doing violent crimes to try to have some control in their life. And then Christians say, give up complete control to God. It almost seems to run counter, doesn't it? Yeah. That's what's I'll say the word interesting, and yet holds it diametrically opposed to each other for Holy Week. I think it can be capsulized right here with just these three verses. Jesus, who had all power, gave up that power for a time while he was human, and he suffered everything. He knows what we go through. And I don't want to go to Mahatma Gandhi, who showed a different way of peace, although it's true. But rather, more than that, what Jesus did was worked out forgiveness. That's the harder thing. Because not only did he know who hit him and their names, he could prophesy who mocked him and beat him and spit on him, but then he forgave them. Because it was just several hours later on the cross he said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Certainly we think that meant those who nailed him under the cross, but I think it also is about every single person, including you and me. Wow. I realize this thought for the week is rather somber, but it is kind of a somber week, being Holy Week. But it gives us a lot to reflect upon. No, we don't have the strength to do what Jesus did. We're not God. Well, more than that, we're not without sin. We like that power. We like to have control. And sometimes we'll do whatever we have to make that control possible. And that's where our sin enters in. And Jesus forgave us that too. He lives in us now when we ask him to. He helps us to forgive others. And you know, that's even better than what Mahatma Gandhi had. Because when forgiveness comes, healing comes, not just end of hostility. And that's what Jesus did on the cross. He forgave us. So that when we forgive others, we're just extending what he has done to somebody else. And you know what? When we do that, we have power. So, yeah, we do give ourselves up to Jesus and the way of Jesus. We do surrender. Well, that's hard, because then we're not in control and power. And yet, here on this earth, we have many choices, and we can choose to forgive. That takes a lot of strength. But it's something that Jesus helps us to do. I know that people with disabilities have a lot more difficulty. I'm thinking of myself and the people I've worked with, at least, with this concept of powerlessness and not having control. Well, this is one area where you can take control over the anger and the rage and the frustration and the bitterness. And turn to Jesus and say, "Help me forgive them," and then forgive them. And in this way, you do have power. Not that we're after power, but that's part of what a human being is to have some choice in the matter. Not that we could choose God. We were so far in our sins. He chose us. There's Bible verses that talk about that. But now that he's chosen us, that he dwells with us now, yeah, he works with us so that we can choose to forgive others. That really is what Good Friday and Holy Week is all about. To show the diametrically opposite positions of the holy God and sinful humans. And that Jesus brings forgiveness. Brings back a relationship between God and man. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you have done what we couldn't do. Thank you that you have forgiven us. Thank you that you live in us and give us strength, life, healing, wholeness. Thank you that you give some control back to us, because you don't make us puppets. No, you ask us to forgive. Help us. Give us strength, especially when we're in that situation that you were in, being mocked and jeered and beaten. Oh, Lord, thank you for what you did for us. And help us now to do it for others so that they will be touched and blessed, even as we have been. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. And if any of you, following this thought and prayer, have trouble with control, need someone to talk to, by all means, drop me an email. And I will be happy to respond to you, and we can exchange phone numbers, and we will talk. God's blessings. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.